one, most importantly, is the preparation that families have to go into to make sure that if their children are not in school, who's taking care of them, what kind of daycare, who's providing lunches, etc. And secondly, instructionally, to try to change that mode of instruction from week to week. It takes a lot of planning and preparation. So we spent a lot of time looking at the numbers, analyzing what that infection rate would have to be to move us away from our current standing, where we're about 15 and a half is the number, our COVID number, and we have to move into that 20 range, 20 to 30 range to change, and there would have to be a real uptick in the amount of infections. And, you know, as I've always said, and as you've heard often, it's all about the community. We are community schools, and again, the community is going to play a big part in making sure that we all stay safe, because we only get the kids for, you know, six and a half hours a day. The rest of the time, they're out in the community, and they need to stay safe there to make sure that they aren't getting the virus.